JIS Radio presents the Year in Review, highlighting the major achievements of the government for 2014.
Tourism is one of our leading industries in its contribution to employment and foreign exchange earning. Despite many challenges, we have managed to perform very well.
Tourism Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil. Jamaica's tourism industry boomed in 2014 as the government took steps to strengthen the country's tourism product. Several developments and initiatives which took place during 2014 have positioned the country to record another successful year. The hotels and restaurants sector recorded 3.9% growth between July to September as a result of increases in stopover and cruise visitor arrivals. Altogether, the country earned approximately $523 million, due mainly to increases from the North American and European markets. In addition, the tourism industry positioned the country for massive growth in the hotel sector by welcoming significant investments from world-renowned hotel brands.
Our potential for even more robust growth can also be seen in the tangible proof of recent major investments in the sector. This is estimated at some 35 billion Jamaican dollars. These investments are by iconic international brands such as Azul Sensatori, Hyatt, Marriott, the Moon Palace, and Royalton.
The island's hotel room stock increased by an additional 140 units during 2014. Jamaica welcomed America's largest air carrier, Southwest Airlines, which will schedule daily non-stop international flights between Baltimore, Washington, D.C., and Sangster International Airport in Montego Bay. The airline's inaugural flight to the island was on July 1.
We are particularly pleased that Jamaica was selected as the first international destination for Southwest Airlines. We see it as a vote of confidence in the product we offer. The more flights that come in, the better return on our investment.
Chairman of the Jamaica Tourist Board, Dennis Morrison. The number of countries whose citizens will no longer require a visa to visit Jamaica was increased to 30, with the People's Republic of China being among the additions in 2014. Cabinet approved the conditional waiver of visa requirements for Chinese nationals who travel to Jamaica for tourism purposes. The resort town of Ocho Rios got a new look with the completion of a phase one of the $400 million Ocho Rios Enhancement Project. The rehabilitation work included upgrading and expansion of the parking area, renovation of the terminal building, and the road leading to the marina and promenade. The transformation of the town is expected to help enhance the appeal of the area. As the year drew to a close, the government approved the Timeshare Vacations Bill, facilitating the country's entrance into the tourism timeshare market, the most modern and sophisticated tourism product on the world market.
This bill is important, enabling legislation that seeks to allow Jamaica to access both local and international investment.
Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding contributing to the debate on the timeshare vacation bill in the Senate. The legislation seeks to introduce arrangements for joint ownership or rights to the use of resort properties, such as condominium units or other types of vacation accommodation. Through its entertainment portfolio, the ministry made progress in its drive to register players in the entertainment industry. State Minister with Responsibility for Entertainment, Damian Crawford, noted that the entertainment registry would provide several benefits, including the free movement of Jamaican entertainers, especially within the Caribbean region. An event rating system for the entertainment industry was also introduced in 2014. The system saw promoters and organizers of entertainment events being required to have their events rated based on stipulations outlined by the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment. 2015 is sure to be a significant year of growth for the tourism industry as it continues to improve brand Jamaica and position the island for greater success.
I cannot overemphasize the importance of tourism to our economy. When tourism does well, the effect is felt throughout the economy.
Tourism Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil. And that's how we bring the curtains down on the achievements of the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment for 2014.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.